This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a new law that addresses what has become known as COVID liability.
This is so important to, again, get the Missouri economy up and running again. I was really pleased that we were able to get this across the finish line.
And COVID liability basically is dealing with giving immunity to businesses, hospitals, in reference to COVID lawsuits.
Originally, lawmakers set out to find a solution to this during one of last year's extra sessions. Senate Bill 51 and 42 became a priority early on during this year's regular legislative session. Senator Tony Lukemire of Parkville is the sponsor. He says this new law will address certain civil actions arising from the COVID-19 pandemic.
Those companies, those entities that were acting in good faith are protected under the bill to make sure that they're not sued.
But Senator Carla May of St. Louis says some Missouri senators have concerns with this new law.
We're not given a blanket immunity that will cover bad actors who were intentional about denying or doing the proper things that were called for by the scientists, by local government, and that caused someone to inadvertently be impacted by COVID-19.
Senator Lukemire adds the bill language comes from the federal level.
The bill was based largely off of language that was originally filed in Congress by the United States Senate last year. These provisions were actually originally intended by Congress to be passed as a part of the second round of stimulus after the CARES Act.
Senator May says it took a great deal of time to find common ground on this legislation.
The debate went from 2 o'clock one afternoon to 5:30 a.m. the next morning. So we did come to some consensus.
Senator Lukemire also says there are still some questions over reopening some businesses that have been affected by the pandemic, as well as how to handle schools reopening for the next semester.
Perception oftentimes is reality, and what this bill is going to do at least is give the peace of mind that I think a lot of the small business owners, those schools, those healthcare providers need to know that they're not going to get sued into oblivion when the economy reopens.
Senator May says she believes all of these items to be important as the pandemic is still underway.
So if you want to look at the Senate bill on COVID liability, I urge you to do that, especially if you're a small business owner or if you are somebody who have been impacted by your job in reference to COVID-19.
Another aspect of this new law protects religious organizations and medical professionals from liability unless a plaintiff can prove clear and convincing evidence. The new law also caps punitive damages. Senate Bill 51 and 42 will take effect on August 28th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.